It is greatly distressing when protectors, in rare instances, turn predators. Secretary General has underlined with strong force that any example of sexual exploitation and abuse is totally unacceptable, that zero tolerance implies zero impunity, that every case will be pursued vigorously by the United Nations, but more importantly, by the member states who have the criminal jurisdiction to ensure such perpetrators are brought to justice and exemplary punishment is granted to them.
Can you tell us what the impact of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN personnel has been, and which countries have been most affected?
During 2015, I must say with a great deal of sadness that we encountered 99 allegations, out of which 69 allegations took place in countries where peacekeeping operations are deployed. Out of these 69 allegations, the maximum number, 22, they took place in one country alone, Central African Republic. There were some cases, fairly large number, which were noticed in MONUSCO, in Democratic Republic of Congo, a few more cases in Haiti, and a sprinkling of cases in some other missions.
The Secretary General is issuing a report this Friday on special measures to protect people from this exploitation and abuse. What role will this report play, and what are these new measures?
Last year, the Secretary General had proposed 45 new measures to the member states. So this report will update on the implementation of those measures and will propose, as you mentioned, significant new measures. And I will broadly group them into four areas: how to improve the service to the assistance to the victims, how to strengthen the complaint reception mechanism, how to be more transparent, and how to take better disciplinary measures, stronger disciplinary measures. So this year's report, for the first time, will contain detailed annexes outlining the nature of the allegation, the number of victims per allegation, the number of perpetrators per allegation. It will also identify the countries from which such perpetrators came for the first time. And it will also update on the actions which have been taken either by the United Nations or by the countries concerned as regards investigation into these cases, and wherever investigations have been completed, what disciplinary measures were taken by the United Nations and by the countries, and what criminal jurisdiction measures were undertaken by the countries concerned to provide adequate and appropriate, in fact, I would go on to say, exemplary punishment to such perpetrators who bring a bad name and actually, I would say, act completely contrary to the principles, purposes, and values for which the United Nations stands.